Brexit has been the main issue for the cabinet meeting here in Dublin this morning, and also a top issue for opposition parties who were speaking about the latest developments on the plinth. Here's Fianna Fáil's Brexit spokesperson, Lisa Chambers.
The megaphone diplomacy, to some extent, seems to have abated. We appear to have moved into a more mature section of the negotiations. I hope that it's not too late to get that deal done. I think that the visit last week between the Prime Minister and the Taoiseach did signal a step change in the negotiations, but it is important to remember that Theresa May got this far. She had a deal done, she had her cabinet behind her, albeit some resignations, and she couldn't get it through the House of Commons. So this week is crucial. The mood music is still somewhat positive, but there's a significant degree of caution from all sides.
And here's the assessment of Labour Party leader Brendan Howlan.
Obviously, the greatest strength we've had has been the solidarity of the EU27. I think that has surprised a lot of people, including our British interlocutors. So I suppose in that context, it was understandable, but somewhat of a risk for the Taoiseach to have a one-to-one discussion with Boris Johnson last week. I've sought, I suppose other leaders in opposition have sought too, briefing on what exactly allowed both leaders at the end of those discussions to talk in terms of a pathway to a solution. I haven't been briefed, so I don't know what ground has been given that gave rise to optimism last week. But obviously we all want a pathway to a solution.
Labour Party leader Brendan Howlan speaking this morning, and political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us from Leinster House. It's another week, isn't it, Micheál Lehane, when all the politicians in Leinster House, they're essentially looking to Brussels, looking to Luxembourg, looking to London.
Yeah, absolutely. And trying to make an assessment on it at some distance, the cabinet hearing this morning that while there is a pathway in sight for a deal, that the hurdles and obstacles clearly remain. So a degree of caution there. And also from the opposition, who are making it clear that there is some distance to travel in this. Brendan Howlan saying something else too there, talking about the Taoiseach, as he saw, taking a risk when he negotiated with Boris Johnson last week, and also offering an assessment that if the Labour Party votes in the UK were needed to get this deal over the line, that they may not be forthcoming. He said, given that you are most likely close to a British general election, that not many at all would peel off. So the scale of the challenge evident from that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of debate within the Labour Party over there about a referendum and attaching a referendum proposal to whatever deal might come back. And we'll see how all that plays out. In all of this, politicians being politicians, has there been much commentary around the Dáil about that Irish Times poll that so shows the government seems to be enjoying some kind of a Brexit bounce?
Yeah, well, politicians here beginning to grapple with two questions, big questions really, that they can't get answers to. Will there be a Brexit deal? And if there were to be one, would that inevitably lead to a November election? So they have been pondering that. They've been looking at those figures, which of course show, while no increase in support for Fine Gael compared to the last poll in May, the last comparable one, there is an increase in the satisfaction ratings of the Taoiseach and the government. And of course, that will lend credence to the many, many people at all ranks within the Fine Gael parliamentary party who think that a November election with a Brexit deal would be the best option. Now, as I understand it, when Fine Gael ministers met before the cabinet meeting this morning, a view was taken then that really things had to be taken down a notch, and the view that answering questions about early election speculation wasn't helpful, and that May 2020 was still the preferable date. But we have heard in the meantime since then from the parliamentary party chairman, Martin Hayden, who was saying that this all keeps happening, and this is the kind of blame game that goes on between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on this. This is happening because Micheál Martin hasn't committed to a May 2020 election date. So I don't think, despite efforts clearly from the Taoiseach side to try and take the heat out of this particular debate, it is raging within Fine Gael. There's no doubt about that.
And one issue non-Brexit to note, the Cabinet, did they sign off on the upgrade for the N5 Westport Road?
Yeah, that cabinet meeting is still running, as I understand it. But yes, they did sign off on that, which is a fairly extensive project. I think upwards of close on 200 million agreed to fund this. This was a very important one, of course, for the previous Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, who rounded on his critics several times, who used to constantly speak about what Pádraig Flynn had developed during his time in relation to roads in Mayo. This was seen as an important one and money put aside along the way, and you're going to see the fruits of that probably announced sometime this afternoon.
Micheál, thank you for that. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.